Hello, and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. On the show today, guitarist and producer Luther Dickinson. Dickinson is the lead guitarist and vocalist for the North Mississippi All-Stars and also spent time as a lead guitarist for the Black Crowes. As a producer, he's worked with Mavis Staples, Jason Isbell, J.J. Gray, Anders Osborne, and many others. I spoke with him this September backstage at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival. Stay tuned for that interview, but first, here he is with the song Let It Roll off his latest solo project, Blues and Ballads, a Folk Singer's Songbook.
Let it roll, good Lordy, let it roll. Let it roll, good Lordy, let it roll. There's a wheel in the sky, keep it turning by and by. Let it roll, good Lordy, let it roll. I heard a dead bell tolling, good Lord, I hit it to home.
Good Lord, I hear the tone.
The time has come, come along.
You'll be dead, but not gone.
Hear the dead bell tone.
Let it roll. From the home on high, let it roll, good Lordy, let it roll.
I'm here with Luther Dickinson of the North Mississippi All-Stars, and he's here at Telluride Blues and Brews. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us.
Glad to be back. Glad to be back. It's so beautiful. And the drive, we drove in from Denver yesterday. It's so amazingly beautiful. Glad to be back. You know, we just noticed that we played here when our first record came out in 2000. This was the first spot on our tour. It started here, and that was in 2000. Mm-hmm. So it's good to be back. We've been back since, but, you know, 16 years ago, that's quite a milestone. It's good to see that.
Whoa, that is a long time ago. Yeah. You must have been, like, how old then?
Oh, you know, I was, you know, I'm 43 now, so we reverse engineer that, but I'm not good with numbers. But Steve Gumbel, man, is such a great guy and such a supporter of and a great curator, you know? He always brings such great music in.
My favorite. It's my favorite festival,
yes.
I would have to say.
Well,
so
my thing is, okay, I like Wani, which is in Florida. That's the Allman Brothers family. And then Jazz Fest is, it's a standalone thing. And High Sierra is really cool as well. But this one is very special. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't beat this. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful.
So you're from the South, like about as from the South as one can be. You spent time in Mississippi, Memphis, New Orleans, Alabama. What qualities come through from that, not just in your music, but in your approach?
Oh, well, the musicians always taught us to take our time, so that helps, you know, not to rush. I still hear my late father's voice, you know, do one thing at a time, take your time. But the best trip was growing up around all the awesome musicians around Memphis and around Mississippi, where we grew up. You know, it's my dad and his friends, Jim Dickinson, and all the great Memphis artists, and the Arl Burnside and Junior Kimbrough, and the great blues artists that were on Fat Possum Records. It was a really super time for us to grow up in.
You hung out with the kids of those greats, right? Arl Burnside and them?
Yeah, Arl Burnside took me on the road in 97, and he showed me the ropes. I'd never been anywhere, and Arl Burnside hired me to drive the van and to open up the show. And that was my first time to leave town. And no, man, I learned so much from those guys. It was the repertoire is what's important, you know. Not necessarily it's the poetry and the melodies that I think need to be protected. Because it's, you know, it's an American oral history, so I like the folk music repertoire. You know, be it blues or folk or whatever.
One of your early projects was called Gut Bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was something that you guys did with Beck. Is that right?
Oh, well, he came to Sun Studios when he was on his first go around in Memphis, and we backed him up in the studio. That's it. We recorded with him, but that's mm-hmm. all. But it was a jug band. It was acoustic. We had washboard and tub bass mm-hmm. and kazoos.
I feel like you guys bring the sort of tie the old and new blues artists and different mixes in there too, in all kinds of genres. But like you do that, and your dad also wanted to do that and did that
right.
in his career. What is important about that? Like sort of bridging the gap between the traditional and the brand new.
It's really fun to like. We might play an old blues song that like goes back to pre-recorded, you know, musical times, you know, like Sitting on Top of the World or whatnot from the 20s. But my brother would have like put a dance beat behind it. So it's fun to, you know, have modern elements to the music that make it appealing to young audiences, young and old alike, you know. Mm-hmm. That way you can keep the traditional music alive and evolving, but you know, it's fun to write music too. We have solo projects where we do original, experimental, you know, types of music. But this band was inspired by the North Mississippi Hill Country Blues that we were around in the 90s, and we started the band to participate in the tradition. So, you know, and we veered, you know, off and on the chorus in the over the years, but now we try and just keep that tradition alive. It's fun.
Just the one thing, baby, I wanna say to you. It's just the one thing, mama, if it's the last thing I do. Never in all my days, never in all my days, never in all my days, have I loved a woman.
woman so hard to please. One last thing, darling, I want to ask of you. It's just the one thing, baby. That way, why you want to be that way? Never in all my day have I loved a woman so hard to please. Loved a woman so hard to please. Why you want to be that way? Never in all my day. Sing, honey, before we move on. Try coming back to daddy when you full grown. Oh, never in all my days, never in all my days, never in all my days have I loved a woman so hard to please. Loved a woman so hard to please. Why you wanna be that way?
That was the North Mississippi All-Stars with the song Never in All My Days. I spoke with the guitarist, singer, and producer of the All-Stars, Luther Dickinson.
You also produce a lot of records, too, and you do it out at Zebra Ranch, which was sort of a family recording studio. You've been around the production of albums for a long time. Who was one of the first, like, bands that you watched maybe your dad work with where you said, you know, I think I could get on the other side of this too and play around that way?
Well, he was pretty intimidating as a record producer. The first person I ever produced was Othar Turner, the Mississippi fife and drum artist. And it was just because we were friends, really close, and I hung out there all the time, and he never had a record. So it was just, that's a one type of records I really like to make, that a record that needs to be made. Like, this person has never made a record. They need to make a record. And Othar Turner, Rolling Stone voted it one of the top 10 important blues records of the 90s. So that was my first, you know. And besides that, I just like working with my friends or people that come to me. And Samantha Fish was great. Honey Island Swamp Band. I love producing.
Here's Othar Turner with the song Shimmy She Wobble off the album From Senegal to Senatobia, produced by Luther Dickinson.
Baby.
What do you think makes a good producer? What appeals to you about that role, and what sort of is your style, I guess?
Well, my style is to help the artist just realize their vision, you know what I mean? Make it, and I don't try and be heavy-handed and change their style. I don't have a agenda that I'm trying to adhere to. I just want them to be themselves. I like honest records. My main thing is live vocals. When I make a record, it's all about capturing the vocal, not the band track or the drum track, but it's all about the vocalist committing to a performance. That's the type of record I like, you know? So that's my main thing, is we get everybody together and just get a nice performance. If you get a great vocal, that's 95% of the problems are solved.
Who are some of your favorite vocalists?
Oh, man.
Not even just that you've worked with, but just where you're like, ooh, they'd be fun to work with.
I've been really blessed with working. I love working with great vocalists. Mavis Staples, Aretha Franklin, Chris Robinson. I did get to work with him. He was really great. Some great singers out there. J.J. Gray, Anders Osborne, Mark Broussard, my brothers. There's a lot of great singers. My daughter's been listening to the Beatles recently. That's really fun, you know. I'm an instrumentalist at heart. I write songs, so I sing by default. Either I want to sing an old folk song or I wrote an original song, but I'm a better player than singer. But you really need great vocalists to get to that goosebump level of where music's supposed to take you, you know, the human element.
Right. So you mentioned Anders Osborne, and you're collaborating with him now in a project that you guys are calling North Mississippi Osborne.
Right.
And you're going to play here at the festival.
Tonight.
And what do you like about collaborating with him? And also talk about his vocals a little bit, because I think he stands out. I don't think there are very many people that sound like him.
No, Anders is such a wonderful creative force. You look at his the output of the last 5-6 years is amazing. He did a trilogy of rock records, and he did a beautiful folk record, now another rock record, the NMO record. He's such a creative, just such a wonderful songwriter. He's so honest and open. He's such a romantic too, you know, like you listen to his songs about his love songs about his wife, and they're so sweet. And but J.J. Gray says that his vocals are like a beacon of light. You know, he's so powerful and just goes for the highest, most amazing notes, you know. It's just, he can sing anything.
So glad we're back. So glad you're here. Got lost in the jungle out there somewhere. You never know how much I missed you. Yeah, it wasn't the same. Getting by every day without my best friend. Yeah, I'm so glad that we're back together. You and I'm doing fine together. No matter what trouble you have or what you've done, all of that is long forgotten now, and new days begun. We can paint everybody in a real good light, and this old town's coming together now. Gonna feel all right. Well, I'm so glad that we're back together. You and I, we're doing fine together.
That was the track Back Together, featuring Anders Osborne and Luther and Cody Dickinson of the North Mississippi All-Stars. I spoke with Luther Dickinson at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival in September.
So I ask everybody this when I'm here. What do you love about the blues? Like, if you could kind of put it in a nutshell.
Well, you know, people think the blues are like a bummer, but I like, you know, down where we come from, Arl Burnside said blues ain't nothing but dance music. But I love making people dance, you know, and have a good time. And be it, recently there was a mother with a child on her hip and another in her, a baby in her arms, and she was dancing and singing every word to a song. And I was like, that's so amazing, man. Or to see an elderly couple dancing with the youngsters. I just love that. I hope to, you know, transcend a genre or a trend, and, you know, it's an American art form.
Your dad, I read a quote from him, said that he gladly gave his life to Memphis music, and it gave him back 100-fold.
Right.
I loved that, and it made me think about what music gives me too, and why I sort of follow it around like I do. Why do you follow it around like you do?
My main advantage of, because I wasn't a natural musician, I'd practice a lot, but ever since I was a little kid, I knew I wanted to be a guitar player. So it's been a great advantage in my life to know what I wanted to do, what I was going to do. And so, yeah, that's it. This is what we do. There's no retirement. There's no, you know, I miss my family, you know, amazingly, but we love playing music. And that's, you know, you give your life to music, and it's a wonderful life.
I look death dead in the eye as he passed me by. See you later, son. Here for your father. Come for you later. Here for your father. When the day comes, death comes back my way, I would hope to be as brave as he was on Judgment Day. I would hope to be as brave as he was on Judgment Day. Ain't no grave hold his body down, no grave hold his body down. Ain't no grave hold his body down. Bless our dear mother, he was her heart. Comes a time soulmates must part. Been side by side from the start. She gave him strength to carry through. Face the one thing we all have to do. Face the one thing we all have to do. I would hope to be as brave as she was on Judgment Day. Ain't no grave hold his body down, no grave hold his body down. Ain't no grave hold his body down. It has been my fortune to know truly great men. I've heard the music of the spheres. I've heard the music of the spheres. I am unrepentant, I have no fear. I've heard the music of the spheres. Sit down the piano and play. Sit down at the piano and play. see him in the face of my newborn baby child. Wheel of time spinning in the sky. Baby girl looks me straight in the eye. I would hope to be as brave as she was on Judgment Day. Ain't no grave, hold this body down. No grave, hold this body down. Ain't no grave, hold this body down. Ain't no grave,
ain't no grave,
hold this body down,
no grave, no, no,
hold this body down,
ain't no grave, hold this body down.
That was the song Ain't No Grave, featuring Luther Dickinson and Mavis Staples. You've been listening to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. Thanks for tuning in.